Ghanaians are today united with South Africa and the entire world to mark the 95th birthday of anti-apartheid icon Nelson Mandela. The day is being celebrated in South Africa as Nelson Mandela International Day to focus on building reconciliation and fight marginalization globally. Meanwhile, Mandela, who has been in hospital since June 8 for a lung infection, is said to be making dramatic progress. Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe brings you a special feature to mark the 95th birthday of one of the world's legends, Nelson Mandela.
South Africans and the entire world sit on tenterhooks as many continue to pray for indisposed South African former President Nelson Mandela.
Yes, we all need to. We adore and love this man, and we all want him to be with us for as long as possible.
Anti-apartheid leader who became South Africa's first black president in 1994 was born Holly Kaka Mandela in a village called Transkei. But later, his primary school teacher, who wanted all the children to have a Christian name, named him Nelson, meaning son of a champion. The first in his family to receive formal education, Nelson Mandela excelled in academics. He studied law at the University of Witwatersrand, where he became involved in the movement against racial discrimination. His love for politics got him to join the African National Congress, the ANC, in the 1940s. He endeared himself of the peaceful protests and led armed resistance against the white minority oppressive regime in a racially divided South Africa. He became the face of apartheid, and his actions ended him in prison. After his release from prison in 1990, Mandela committed to ending apartheid in South Africa. He became president and formed a multi-ethnic government to oversee the country's transition.
The time for the healing of the wounds has come. The chasms that divide us has come. The time to build is upon us. Let there be peace for all.
Mandela speaking as president, May 10, 1994. Mandela is often quoted as saying that disputes must be settled with brains, not blood.
It will forever remain an accusation and a challenge to all men and women of conscience that it took as long as it has before all of us stood up to say enough is enough.
Clearly seeing himself with a moral mission to spread peace and tolerance around the world, Mandela became an icon. In 1993, Nelson Mandela shared the Nobel Peace Prize with former South African President F.W. de Klerk for their work for the peaceful termination of the apartheid regime and for laying the foundations for a new democratic South Africa. He said, "Apartheid must not be reformed. It must be uprooted in its entirety."
And like others everywhere else in the world, stood up to say no to apartheid.
As his legacy, Nelson Mandela as a leader has achieved what many people believed to be an impossible task, a united South Africa. His reconciliatory gesture earned him many accolades than any South African current political figure. Many monuments worldwide attest to Mandela's contribution to humanity. Nelson Mandela Museum in Johannesburg is the most visited, where the inscription, "To be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others." Many are praying that Nelson Mandela makes it out of the hospital. For now, continue to listen to his favorite Handel's classics.
And with that Handel's classic favorite of Nelson Mandela, we say happy 95th birthday to the world's hero. The piece was compiled by Rebecca Ekpe.